Mitch and Ben versus everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Mitch and Ben versus everything. I have to clear my throat.
I got the black lung pop.
It was the way you cleared it too. It was like so feminine. Like
I couldn't do it. I was trying. Anyway, I'm good now. How you going, Mitch?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Yeah, I'm good. Fine, mate.
Just coughing like a real man.
Fucking great throat over here. Come try it out. It's a man's throat.
Come use my throat.
Come use my throat. Come in my throat.
Oh, mate. Fucking.
Speaking of get me wet, how
speaking of wet
things, how's this? Yeah, how's your man's throat going over there?
Yeah, it's good, mate. Yeah. It's good.
How's this fucking weather been, eh?
Oh, it's fucked.
Mate, fucked. Trying to get your ass last night to fucking record the podcast.
Oh, man.
I looked at Beresfield there, and it took me an hour to move. Well, actually, I thought I moved further. I think I moved a kilometre.
Yeah.
And then I just took the Maitland turn off and went home because I was like, the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, it's fucked. Hexham was like flooded underwater. There was no way that's what it was.
See, I didn't know that. So
yeah. I was like, I checked Facebook after I spoke to you and I was like, yeah, Hexham's underwater. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, I'm glad you did because I was worried you just think I was like being like, oh, I'm so like, Jesus, can I make an excuse? I'm like, no, I legit.
No.
I haven't moved in like half an hour. I'm like, man. It's probably ain't going to happen, eh? Like,
yeah.
My boss left work at 5 o'clock. He lives at Raymond Terrace. He got home at 8:30.
Oh, fuck.
So he would have been a bit further down by the time I was fucking in the mess, but yeah.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No.
Cunt? Yeah. Fuck him then.
Fuck you, Shep. Actually, well, I think one of the reps from work listens to this, actually,
yeah, nice.
So he might pass it on.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on you, Johnny.
Yeah, on you, Johnny.
On you, mate.
Yeah.
Don't know why you listen to this, but good on you. I rang him the other day. He's like, man, this is creepy. He's like, I'll just listen to your voice. Now I'm listening to your voice. Like,
do you still have the erection?
And me being a good promo man, I was like, oh, are you one of the losers who listens to that? Thanks for the support, Johnny. I don't think you're a loser. I think we are.
Nah, we're all right.
Nah,
I'm fucking
cool. We're the best.
You know, I'm not a virgin anymore.
Congratulations.
That's how that works.
When that happened.
Cool. Fucking 5 minutes ago.
That's why I had to clear my throat. Glad I could assist. Feel closer.
Yeah, yeah.
What's happening in the news besides fucking rain?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, let's look at this. Chilean man was paid 330 times his salary, immediately resigns and flees with the money.
330 times?
Yeah.
Wait.
But it's Chilean money, so it was like $50.
Oh, yeah. It's like, they get paid in chilies, don't they? He just got heaps of fucking Grim Reapers. What are those real hot ones? The fucking...
I couldn't tell you.
I can't remember anything.
Oh, yeah, no, Carolina Reapers.
That's it. You're thinking of.
Carolina.
I'm eating one now, which is why I can't talk. 330, like, is it his yearly salary or just his weekly? Because, like, either one's fucking huge.
I think it was his weekly salary, but yeah. So like, he's gotten...
So what do you think an average salary would be in Australia?
Well, here it's probably like... 70.
Want to say $1,000 a week?
I could Google it. Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
But you'd probably get taxed on that too, accidentally, which means half of it's gone. So let's say, like, let's just work out roughly. Let's say you take home $1,000.
Yeah.
So you get $330,000 in one hit, which means you get, well, after tax, about $165-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's enough to flee.
No, not in Australia. It's not.
Now that I'm fucking thinking, like, if it's yearly, like 70K a year,
but if
330.
If you go to Thailand with that, or like.
Yeah, but that's still not enough money.
Guam. If you go to Guam with that.
What's good in Guam, though? Like, what's.
Fucking. I don't know, man.
Maybe you're 100... Chile or Guam.
Like, Guam.
I don't know fuck all about Guam.
Yeah, it's. I might be thinking of the wrong one. I'm thinking of the wrong one anyway. Guam's an island, U.S. island in Micronesia in the Western Pacific.
Oh, so it's a U.S. island.
It's like
an
island
base. So they use fucking the dollar, the buck.
Yeah, they would do, yeah.
So you're worse off.
Yeah,
All of a sudden, you got like $16.
Yeah, you'd go. You could live like a billionaire in a third world country with that money.
Yeah, but you got to live in a third world country.
Yeah, but you're a billionaire.
What? You're in a third world country. Okay. You can't buy anything.
Yeah,
because they've got nothing.
No, but there's
why are they so fucking poor?
There's places in it. Like I was watching a documentary on like world's most dangerous places once, and there's this dude in fucking Africa. He's like a big
whereabouts in Africa?
One of the real bad places.
Like, Chad.
Like, say Chad. It's it was like Kenya or Ethiopia or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was like anyway, he's like top most wanted. But like he was fucking living it up, and he was like in the slums.
Yeah,
but he had like a mansion in the slums.
See, and I feel like that's just a target on your back.
Yeah, it was, but
they got him.
Like eventually they will. Yeah,
yeah.
But he'd paid off the entire neighborhood, and like everyone looked after him, and he sort of
gave him a bowl of water.
Yeah, yeah. But like he had like cameras up in the whole neighborhood. He ran it like a kingdom.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was crazy. But like that's what where you could go and live like a king.
Yeah.
Until someone cut your head off with a machete.
I just don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, if they gave him his yearly salary in one hit, I'd get running away because like that's a fucking lot of money. But when you really think about it, for your regular one, like even if you didn't get taxed on it, $330K, like it's like you'll make that in 4 years.
Yeah, but you're paying rent and all that. Like you're not saving. You haven't got that money.
Yeah, I know, but you're not a fugitive either.
Yeah, like, yeah. But imagine if
you need $1 million+ to be able to just be like, nah, I'm fucking on the lam. Like,
yeah. Imagine if his boss was just being a fuckwit to him though. Like his boss has just been an absolute cunt, and he's like, fuck this dude. See you later.
That would fuck him. But oh, I don't know. I couldn't do it. Not for that much. I think you got to make $1 million+.
Yeah. Well, if you live in Chile,
you live in Chile. Who cares? You're wanted anyway.
But. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it. What about you, Nant, man?
News. Speaking of retards, were we? We're talking about Chileans. Bunch of retards living on the coast of fucking Brazil. Want to be Brazilians?
Oh, man.
This Sheila, apparently she's called the Dragon Girl.
Yeah.
Shitload of tattoos, got these metal spikes down her neck and whatnot. Goes blind after getting her eyeballs inked.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. But, also, to top it off, she says she regrets nothing. Like, I think I'd regret at least one thing.
Though. Yeah, like.
Like, you look like a piece of shit, but I would, yeah. Like, because here's the thing. Like, people get tattoos, and this is what I understand about people who get tattoos. People get tattoos for them. Yeah, how's that man throat going?
Yeah. She's a little rough.
Throat all the time now. Mm. Yeah, like. So, people get tattoos for themselves, apparently. Because, like, I don't know, people get real weird if you, like, look at their tattoos or if you ask about them or whatnot.
Yeah.
She can't look at them no more.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what do you mean you regret nothing? All these fucking things you covered yourself in, you'll never see them again.
That fucking door you walk into tomorrow, I bet you'll regret it then.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
your sick black eyes. Yeah, bro. Fucking.
Yeah, yeah. I regret
now all you
nothing.
See is black.
Like, of course you've got to say that. Of course, like, I've got a shit tattoo. And when I got the shit tattoo, I had to say the exact same thing, which is, oh, I like it. I got it for me. Like, it's exactly what everyone who gets a shit tattoo says.
What is your shit tattoo?
It's, it's a four-leaf clover with I make my own luck around it.
It's a tramp stamp. That's the problem. It's not the tattoo itself. It's the location.
It's the positioning of it.
Yeah.
It's a target for the fellas. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what you got to do, though. If you get a shit tattoo, you're just like, oh, no, I've got it for me. I don't regret it. Like,
I don't know if you do. You can also just go, yeah, look, it was shit. I was young.
Yeah.
But also, like, I guess if you're fucking, like, I don't think she should regret any of her tattoos. Like, if you want to do it, like, do it. But, like, what the ink your eyeballs? Lose your sight?
Yeah,
you don't
dumb.
Regret that? All these tattoos you got, you'll never see them again? You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What a waste of money. Why don't you just stab yourself in the eye?
Do you think they gave her a discount on the tattoo when she went blind? That's pretty rude.
They probably took some extra money out of her wallet. She can't fucking see. Oh, dear. I thought this bitch would have more on her.
Oh, fuck. Was she good looking, though?
No. Yeah. She probably could have been if she wasn't fucking hideous.
Well, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Even if you were into, like, tattoo girls, right?
Yeah.
She had these fucking, not, like, one, like, probably dozen plus metal spikes, like a dog collar, but, like, not, like, little studs.
Yeah.
Like, 2-inch spikes.
Yeah, dermals.
Down her fucking neck.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? How am I going to choke this bitch? Like, she won't see me coming, but I'm still going to get to her. No, I don't know. Maybe she would have looked all right beforehand, but I don't know. I just have such a fear of going blind. I'm just like, you fucking idiot. Just to...
Yeah.
Like, and what would your tattoo be? You can't see your eyeballs. So what does it matter? You don't know if they're fucking...
It's body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I just can't figure it out. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, well, at least she doesn't have to deal with that anymore. She doesn't have to worry about what she looks like. She can't see what she looks like.
That's right.
She's just going to take everyone's word for it.
Looks great.
Yeah, you look great, sweetie. Seriously, you can't see him rolling his eyes every time he says it. Eventually she gets her sight back but doesn't tell anyone, just to see how people react. Man, can you imagine that? Like, dude, being just pretending to be, it's a terrible thing to do, you should never do. But if you pretended to be blind, but then you were just a difficult customer just to see how people react to you. Yeah. Like, you go to Macca's, you bring the same burger back 3 times just to see how they're, like, giving you the finger silently and shit.
He's taking bites out of me. You're like, are you sure this isn't a McChicken? I wanted a Big Mac. And they're like, it's clearly a Big Mac. And you're like, it tastes like chicken. And like, all right, I'll make you another one. Until eventually you've eaten a whole Big Mac worth of bites. And
yeah.
Okay.
You just only give him half nuggets. Eat half of each nugget.
Man, when I worked at Macca's, someone legit returned. They walked back up to the manager. Sean was his name. Gave him half a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And they're like, someone took a bite out of this. And I was like, it was you. You took several of them. It was more than one, and it was you.
Yeah.
They got a free burger. Like, oh, man, it's just like, he just fucking gave it to him. I just don't think he wanted to fucking.
Didn't want to have the
argument.
He's
like, I don't want to have the fight, which is, God bless McDonald's employees for just being willing to give up. Like, so easy.
Oh,
it makes our job a lot easier to
complete
shit.
Dude, it doesn't. I've had run-ins with Macca's employees who didn't want to give up over a 50-cent fucking
cone.
Sweet and sour sauce packet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're trying to tell me you didn't forget the sweet and sour sauce in this situation.
That's never happened.
Never in the history of McDonald's.
An unprecedented fucking news event.
Yeah.
Like, that would be really fun to do. It would be like just to go through drive-through. Get like a Big Mac, quarter pounder. We'll go quarter pounder. Get a quarter pounder, drive back through and be like, yeah, you just fucked up my burger. And then when they go around, just like give it back to them and there's a piece of pizza inside. And you're like, I wanted a quarter pounder.
Oh, dude. I remember like the height of COVID, the fucking Macca's gave me the wrong size drinks. So like, I ordered a large and you gave me a small. They're like, oh, we'll just give you another small.
No.
And I'm like, no. They're like, oh, yeah, so I'll have 3 drinks. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, I've only got 2 cup holders. They're like, oh. I'm like.
Just give me a large.
So give me a large and I'll throw this one out if you're not. Because they wouldn't take it back either. They're like, oh, you've got germs.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck me. Like, give me a large. Like, I ordered a large. That's what I want.
I hate
and then I was
so
the difficult cunt. Like, man, he wants a large.
That's like, so easy to solve.
Like, I was waiting for a fat joke. Like, I was waiting for him to say, but do you need the large?
How dare you?
You fucking condescending little cunt.
I'm getting on the trashy Grimshaw. Man, I am so unforgiving. Like, I don't think KFC's ever fucked up my order. Hungry Jack's maybe once, but I can't remember it.
Yeah.
But McDonald's, I am so unforgiving if they fuck anything up because I'm like, you guys have done it too many. You have wronged me
too many times
where I've been a victim of fucking...
Well, you used to work there as well. So you... Yeah, know which what
is
goes what, on.
Which is why I know that they only hire the most retarded people.
Yeah. I went for an interview at McDonald's. They didn't hire me. What does that say about me?
They're like, no, this guy's too switched on.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I know one thing. No one ever complained about nuggets if I was on the nugget station.
Oh, dude.
Extra nugget every time. I got 8 nuggets the other day in a 6-pack.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, this is karma.
Yep.
For all those extra nuggets I gave out back in the day.
They know.
I would never put 6 in. I'd put at least 7.
Yeah.
Every time. If it was 10, I'd put 12.
Yeah.
Every time. Because no matter what day you're having, you could have just backed over your mother and killed her. If you go to McDonald's and get an extra nugget, you're like, all right, Mum. She's smiling on me.
Things are looking up.
This is a sign that she forgives me.
Now I just got to get through this fucking accidental manslaughter charge. And then we're set. Wake up to yourself for this week, mate.
Wait, wake up for yourself this week. Fucking Sydney's town planners.
Yep.
I had to drive to Cronulla the other night for a gig. Great gig, by the way. If you have a chance, go see Comic Sans at Low and Lofties. I think it's going to be once a month. It's going to be fucking sick. We did the first one the other night. Anyway, trying to get down there, though. Fucking, one, the rain was bad enough. But I'm following the GPS. And so it's staying in the right-hand lane or right two lanes.
Yep.
The right two lanes become the left-hand lane at some point, and then it's like, turn right in 150 metres. I'm not cutting across another 3 lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
Try to take that right. It's not fucking happening. Like, that's just dangerous. Like,
yeah.
And the way shit goes over and under and fucking... At one stage, because I missed a turn because I was like, I can't make that. So yeah. I looped back around, actually through Woolloomooloo, like fucking where we walked around going yep. to thingo the other night. And anyway, I looped back around to get on the M1, and it's like, it's saying, go straight ahead. 750 metres, turn left onto M1. I was like, I can see it 20 metres away, and also I can't go straight because the lane coming from straight in front of me is also merging. These two lanes merge onto the M1 where they share a lane, and we've got to go basically car for car. And this thing's like in 750 meters. I'm like, I can see it there. Like,
yeah.
And just, oh, like, and then I was through the bulk of it. Once again, I'm kind of on my way down to Cronulla, and it's like, stay in the right lane. Beautiful. No worries. Those right two lanes veer off, and you need to stay in the third lane, which goes straight, which then becomes the right lane that they were talking about. But they're never a fucking. Never adjust for that. So
mate, I'm lost just listening to you.
Yeah, it's fucked, mate. It's absolutely fucked. I'm like, I don't know how cunts drive around with it. Like, how fucking shootings in Sydney?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I swear gang-related shootings are just because they can't fucking find where they're going.
It's just because of traffic, man. Everyone's stressed.
And yeah. I was, man. I was like fucking, it was wet. It was like, and I was like, it's just such a shittily planned out fucking city. They just build over and fucking.
Yeah.
Like, it's just. I don't know how you fix it. Like, you just need a complete rebuild, but it is just so fucked and confusing. And fuck you, whoever's adding to it, or like every town planner from the history of Sydney to now, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself with a sharp stick, you fucking dense cunts. I fucking hate all of yous. That's my rant.
All right, Sydney, wake up to yourself, Sydney city planners.
Sydney town planners.
A bit of a change of pace for me, as like usual, drivers, whinging about drivers. This time, people from my hometown, Tanilba Bay, shout out, 2317, represent.
The 2317.
Yep. We've got you've been down there. We got two turns into my town.
Yeah.
There's one slight right and then another slight, like a straight line for about 5K.
Yep.
And then another slight left.
Yeah.
Very, very easy to navigate road.
Yeah. No,
no lanes changes. No tunnels. No right turns. Yeah. None of that.
One lane in, one lane out.
Yep. There's like 4 car crashes a month on my fucking street. Hell? On this road. I don't know, man. It's just cunts can't fucking drive straight. I was driving along there the
Is
other
it
day.
Just old people going to sleep?
No.
Like, I'm almost home.
No, it's not.
Close enough.
So last month there was a car flipped on the side.
Yeah, I remember seeing that actually.
That was there. 2 weeks ago, I was driving past, a fucking P-plate has just gone into the little creek next to the road. Just fucking sideways. I guess he thought there was a driveway there. There was like three other cars there. There's fucking the last week there was a car off the road. Like once a month there's like a crash along that road, and I'm like, what the fuck, cunts?
How?
Like, you retarded motherfuckers. Like, well, that's how not, are you
at
crashing
some point
here?
That's not on council or anything. Like, it's not like, you know, one of those things where like, we need a stop sign. Like, there's no, like, how do you fuck
they
that
reduce
up?
The speeds it's... as well. It used to be 100 along there.
Oh, really?
It used to be 90 and 100, and it was fucking sick. And then they're like, there's too many
now,
spastics. There's, it's, it used to be six, it's 60, used to be 70 there, into 80 and then 90. But it used to be all 10Ks above that. Like, and they're like, oh, yeah, there's too many crashes on this road. It must be the speed. It's like, no, they crash going fucking 40 kilometers an hour.
These people will find a way.
Fucking,
that is incredible
because
that is a simple road. Like, there's no sharp turns. There's no, like,
nothing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That just speaks to the how shit we can be.
Yeah, yeah. It's just. Awful. Awful. You fucking...
Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm the world's greatest driver. So, like, I should be able to do whatever speed I want. But, like, that people like that are literally ruining
it. I know.
You're ruining society.
I know. Like, I know. I used to do 110 along there. It was fine.
And this is why town planners have such a fucking hard time. Because they're like, we can't predict what these cars are going to crash on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like,
we don't know what to do.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, man, they put a roundabout, that roundabout in at the end of the fucking road where my road is.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you should have heard them fucking going off about it. Oh, the fucking roundabout, what they put the fucking roundabout in? Why can't they fix the fucking potholes when they put... I'm
like... the potholes are an issue.
The potholes
are an
issue.
Let's not fuck around, but...
But let's be honest.
That roundabout helps.
Yeah, it does.
That's been there a long time, though, too.
It's been there about a year and a half now.
Yeah. At the end of your street?
Yep.
Oh, I thought that was there when I used to go back there when... I was in high school.
No, it wasn't. I promise.
Oh, really? Yeah. So what was it? It was just fucking...
It's just those big arches.
Yeah, I always thought you had to go around a roundabout still.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I think that roundabout makes it fucking easier anyway, because there's like, what, five entrances into that fucking thing?
Yeah, it's crazy. So like, there literally is, yeah.
It's like literally a perfect scenario for a roundabout.
Yeah.
Because you can't really put lights there, because that'd be fucking...
Overkill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Overkill and kind of hard to fucking sink.
Deal with, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like... That lane to the left isn't busy enough.
No.
Honestly, people in Tenoba Bay, fuck yous.
Yeah,
wake
no,
up to
seriously.
Well, a nice
up to
place,
yourself.
But
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
100%. Rolling into masturbate.
Literally rolling.
Let's fucking.
See
let's
rolling.
Fucking, let's spin the wheel.
Also, if people have some fucking masturbate topics, some.
Oh, yeah, if
you
you've
need,
got...
You need some advice, please hit us up on the Facebook, on Instagram, on fucking whatever. Send them through to us. We'll add them to the wheel.
It doesn't matter how fucked it is.
No, yeah, yeah. There's no filter here.
Yeah, yeah. Let's fucking do it. Let's give her a spin.
All right.
Let's give her a spin.
All right.
All right. Star Wars sucks.
All right.
Now, I know you feel strongly about this one, so hopefully for you.
All right. So I'm saying Star Wars sucks.
God damn it. All
Look,
right.
I am a Star Wars fan, but let's face it, it hasn't been good for a long time. Maybe since Misa Jar Jar Binks. Misa killed the franchise. Like, but we could move past fucking Sith Lord Jar Jar.
Yeah.
And we could fucking move past, like, Anakin was like, number two is like, if it wasn't for the battle scene at the end of number two.
Yeah.
Where fucking, and you actually get to see Yoda do something, that movie would have been unbearable. Because it was just Anakin being gay for Padme. We're like, we don't care. It's like... Twilight
We're pretty sure
Star
she's
Wars.
A pedophile.
Yeah. Oh, 100%
yeah.
She's a groomer.
Yeah.
She's a groomer. And then number three was like, eh, like it kind of it wasn't too bad. But
look, it was a good ending to
it was
that.
A good it was
yeah.
a good ending. Like yeah. honestly when Darth Vader was like, no, it was a bit lame.
Yeah.
But it was a decent movie. It was okay. But then we get to the fucking new ones. And the new ones can go fuck themselves, right up a fucking tree with the sharpest stick on the bastard. I fucking hate the new ones. And I tried to get into them. I really did. Number four, it's just a remake of a fucking New Hope where they just changed Luke to a fucking woman because. Fucking. Number fucking eight. Just proved that this fucking, they're like, oh, who's Snoke? Who's Snoke? He's fucking no one. He's dead. He was nothing. They just fucking, they were just writing it as they went. It was so obvious. And the at the end of one of them, there was that little kid sweeping with the broom and you're like, oh, maybe there's like heaps of Force users out there. They did nothing with that.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, there's only one still. It's her. And then number nine. Don't get me fucking started on number nine. Number nine can go fuck itself.
Yeah.
To the ends of the earth. I fucking hated it. I wanted to like it so much. I wanted to walk out of that movie. I really did. I wanted to walk out, but I was like, I just need to know how this ends. And it ends with fucking, I don't get, fucking spoiler alert, fuck you, don't watch it. Fucking the Palpatine cunt hooked up to a bunch of machines for fuck knows what reason, and he's like just throwing lightning, and she's like blocking it with her sword, and she flings it back at him, and he dies, and she dies. You know, why the fuck does she die? What, she gets shot in a gun? That's retarded. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And the whole, they're like, oh, no one knew he was building, like, you know, no one knew Palpatine was alive. Who the fuck built 6,000 Star Destroyers?
Yeah.
Also, cunt, if you didn't have anyone to fly him, why the fuck did you build 6,000 Star Destroyers? Fucking, this movie sucks fucking ass. There are so many loopholes. When they fucking solve their maze, they solve it because they fucking fell in the quicksand. How fucking lucky is that, that they fell in the quicksand and found, oh my God, Star Wars was good once, and now fucking sucks. I hate it. It can, oh. Nah, I'm done. Fucking, it sucks. I'm done.
You got some strong opinions on Star Wars.
Yes, I do.
Star Wars
also,
for me.
Also, Qui-Gon Jinn, worst Jedi ever.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%. There's like a, there's a whole fucking compilation of people, like, is at the start of that one, Obi-Wan's like, I've got a bad feeling about this. He's like, I don't feel anything. And then they get fucking betrayed. And then he's like, they're like, don't train the kid. He's like, no, I've got a good feeling about him. And then he fucking goes on to destroy the world. He was like the worst Jedi has ever been. Like, never once used good judgment.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I still love him.
Look, Star Wars was the kind of show where everyone had to watch it.
Yeah.
Everyone's had to sit down and watch at least the original Star Wars.
Yes.
It brought out like that perfect trope that is set cinema moving forward.
The
which
perfect
is,
amount of incest. Well,
yeah. Luke, you are my son. I am your father. All of that shit.
Let's
like,
fuck.
Yeah, let's fuck. Take off my mask. Call me daddy.
Look into my eyes.
All
my
of that
time.
Stuff. Look, honestly, Star Wars is a great show, but I think it's just been, it's not Star Wars isn't the problem. Okay, let's go ahead and both agree that the universe of Star Wars and the idea of Jedis is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Like they should be space samurais. That's what they should be.
Yeah.
Fucking doing flips and shit. There should be more lightsaber fights. The problem is the cunts writing Star Wars. The cunts who are writing these stories and directing them and pushing other agendas.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's nothing to do with the fucking Star Wars thing. Like, we can both admit that the new series, that first episode, like a stormtrooper fighting a Jedi Sith Lord.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and the Jedi Sith Lord who cries too much. Like,
yeah, the bad guy little, cries a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah, and then you fucking killed your dad, you pussy.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Also, this isn't my original thought, but where like Luke Skywalker is like, you know, he finds his dad and he's like, dad's killed millions.
Yeah.
Millions. He's like, no, there's still some good in him. And he has a dream about his like nephew going to kill someone. He's like, oh, scary dream. Spooky dream. I'm going to kill him. Like,
exactly.
What a change of character. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, he's so bloodthirsty
in
his old age.
I think we can both agree that the writing of the last few years has been dog shit.
Was there writing?
But Star Wars.
I swear they were just...
Star Wars itself holds up legitimately, you know. Like, Jar Jar Binks was a great character until we all realized it was racist. That's just a change of the times right there.
I still don't even think he was a great character.
Look, man, good bit of fucking slapstick comedy where he licks the high voltage electricity.
Classic.
You know, like
Star Wars known fucking, for its comedy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Look, they had. Oh, what's his name? Who fucking wrote and directed that?
George Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas. He was fucking losing it towards the end, apparently, though. He used to come up with some crazy ideas, and people were like, oh, fuck. Fuck, now we got to do that. Just dumb ideas. Shit names, too. Honestly, like awful what? Names. Skywalker? Come on. Come on with something a little more creative.
Yeah.
Like, what should he not be once, he couldn't even fly.
Dick Rider.
Yeah.
Darth Dick Rider.
Yeah. I feel like you took that one out though, mate.
Only because of passion.
Yeah, passion. I knew I was going down when I didn't have that one. I knew I was going down.
Only because of passion.
Yeah. All right. Let's roll into wrong answers only. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Okay. This week's wrong answers only or advice. Someone has said. Wait. Hold on. Where's my phone? I need to read it properly off my phone.
Okay.
Una memento, por favor. Okay.
That's all right.
How do I tell our distant relatives that they are not welcome at our house anymore? Now, for context, apparently these people are using like a vacation house. So in the last 6 months, they've visited three times.
Yep.
So they live like in a state or something like that.
Yeah.
And they've visited three times. And apparently on one of them, they were like, oh, it was a spur of the moment decision. But they turned up with suitcases with packed clothes and whatnot with enough supplies for 3 days.
Oh, you're like,
how do you tell them to fuck off?
Where do they live?
I didn't get where they live exactly, yeah. But
because yeah. If it was like somewhere fucking sick, like a holiday area, you can kind of see where they're coming from. But
no.
We're not here to try and nut that stuff out.
Yeah.
Look, if you want to get rid of them, honestly, take up nudism. Like, just start going around everywhere. Just make it really uncomfortable for them. Don't cook them dinner. Like when they come around, just like cook dinner for you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
that'd be even better. Yeah. Just full pretend. Be just like
cold shoulder.
Just be like.
When you leave a room, turn the light off while they're still in there.
Just such a cunty.
Yeah, dude.
I just
need
to imagine that. That's so cunty.
Yeah.
Just sit down to dinner and you don't have a plate for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't even cook them dinner.
Don't even acknowledge them.
Just, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just pretend you can't hear them. Like, see if you can like convince them that they're a ghost or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, just fucking, just make it difficult. Make them not welcome, but like subtly. So, yeah, turning the lights off, walking around the house nude.
If that doesn't work.
Find out what their allergies are.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and poison them. Just murder them.
Beat them if you have to. If it gets down to it. Depends how far you want to go. Like, another way would just be when they're not there. Send them nudes and just be like, wish you were here.
Well, they're distant relatives.
Yeah, can't
like
wait
second.
For your next... Oh, I think that just means like...
Oh, distance.
Like location.
Wise. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, but if you're a distant relative, like that's even worse.
Yeah.
Like if you're only loosely related to someone...
Second cousins.
Yeah, you can... Yeah.
You can send them dick pics.
You can send them dick pics. It's like borderline.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just there's not quite enough degrees of separation, but it's like
marriage,
you know,
material and curry curry though.
Oh yeah.
I didn't tell you about dude. I saw walking down the road. Oh. Just a drunk dude stumbling, middle of the road. And I was like, oh fuck me. Curry curry.
Like, where's all my right. sister?
But then I was like, I looked at him again, I was like, well, at least he's in high vis. Like, he was in high vis, like, safety first.
Safety first.
You're going to stumble down the road, you might as well make sure you're in.
It's a working class town.
I don't think that dude had a job.
He just bought a fucking high vis store from Vinny's.
I think he bought his high vis because he's got a
selling
habit
appointment.
Of fucking. Yeah.
He's always wearing high vis to his selling appointment.
You got to dress nice. Yeah.
Dress for the job you want.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's another one. Get, like, belligerently drunk. Do heroin in front of them. Yeah. Like, they walk in the front door. You're just, like, needle in the arm, nodding off, just... Huh? Huh? Oh, Arnie.
What's this light doing on?
Yeah. Oh, Arnie Kath. No, oh, just come right in. You want a bump? You want a bump?
Do you know how to restart a man's heart? I'm glad you're here.
Could you just, when I pass out, could you just lay me on my side, please, in case of vomit? Thank you.
So glad you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. That's how you get rid of... Or blatantly, like, honestly, failing all that, just blatantly tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, do that. Or honestly. Just,
yeah.
Yeah. I can't deal with people coming around in my house like that. I fucking freak out. I need plans. I like having people around. Yeah. That's not an issue. But you can't just be turning up for like multiple days, because I like to fucking freak out when I'm at home.
Yeah.
Like I'd want to do drugs and fucking...
Throw dick?
Yeah, masturbate in VR. I've been getting the VR out lately. Oh, man. Tried to get fucking... You ever play Skyrim?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Been trying to... I tried to get VR Skyrim working.
Yeah.
And couldn't do it. It's fucking too much of a fuck around. So back to my fucking... Back to my VR Pornhub.
Oh, you doing VR Pornhub?
No, I'm afraid. I don't want to open that door. I'm like, it might be too good. I might not be able to go back.
My biggest thing would be like, I can't see like if anyone's watching me check.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah.
Like if someone walks in, like, yeah.
Oh, dude, that, like, the shame. Like, the post-nut like shame just in relatives. There. Yeah. The post-nut shame as you like, you finish, you've come. You finish, you pull those goggles off, and then your wife's standing there.
Yeah. But even without that, like you got to pull the goggles off without trying to get cum on them.
Oh,
fucking,
yeah.
You got to pack it up. And you're like, it's like, do I pack up or clean up? And fucking, you can't fully commit to one or the other. You got just trying not to get cum on it. And then you got to wear it again. You got the cum face.
Oh,
and...
yeah. You're like, why does these smell like stale Doritos? Yeah. What the fuck? Why are your controllers sticky, dude?
Why does it smell like Kraft Singles?
Oh, man. Kraft Singles. All right. That's the podcast,
that's
man.
That's another one fuck done for another week.
Man, we've been knocking them out. Man, it feels like 2 minutes ago that we just did the last episode.
Seems like yesterday.
Oh, man. Just time flies.
Time flies when you're listening to fucking good content. Two fucking great comedians.
Yep. Check out Ben McLennan Comedy on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and wherever else you can find it. TikTok as well.
TikTok, yeah.
He's on TikTok as well.
I played up on TikTok the other day too.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
30 fucking something thousand views.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Me drink sex video, fucking, I know you saw that.
Yep.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, people are loving it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so get around it.
Yeah, get around
it. YouTube, though.
Join the movement. The Ben McLennan movement.
I'm getting there. I need to get 1,000. I need another 800 and fucking something.
You'll get there, mate.
800 and math.
Yeah.
Recommend me to 800 and math of your friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, please follow me there. Fucking, what do we call it? Mitch and Ben versus everything.
Yep.
On Facebook. Please send us some ideas for masturbators or problems you may have as well. We'll help you.
Do the work for us.
Yeah, do the work for us. Right in. We want to hear what you see. Even if you just want to let us know what you think of episodes or whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We want to hear. Unless you don't like it, then fuck off.
Yeah, no, please don't message. We can't handle that. Yeah, we can't handle criticism.
Yeah, seriously, if you don't like this podcast, you're this many episodes. If you're this deep into this episode and you don't like the podcast and you want to tell us about it, please go right ahead. I want to hear from you. Trust me. Trust me. Let's have that. Let's have that conversation. Check out Your Joking on Facebook.
YAW. No. Yeah,
YAWJOKIN. I'm not on any other Facebooks or anything like that, but give Your Joking a like. We just did the 100th episode. It will have dropped by the time this episode's out. So
beautiful. That should be a good one.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of highlights out of that. I was fucking, it's some of the best work we've ever done on that podcast. So there's going to be a lot of clips up. So check out Your Joking on Facebook. And hopefully we'll have some more shows for us to plug soon. We'll see what happens. So.
Yes, we'll get working on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, as always, love yous. Bye.
Mwah.